Today on City Watch, glad to have with us Chad Jensen from the Lions Business and Professional Association, commonly referred to as the LBPA. What's happening up on the north end in the, what do you call it, the Lions neighborhood?
Yes, there's going to be all the great events we usually do. We are springing forward into spring so fast that I can barely keep up. I already just realized now that the next coming event would be the Lions Wine Walk, and that is next Thursday,
wow,
May 7th. And if you're not familiar with that, basically a lot of the participating businesses will have samples of wine to try out for anybody that wants to walk around and sample them. It's a lot of fun. There's going to be some live music on the corner of Main Avenue and Pershing. Travis Hozette will be singing.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think that goes from 5 until 7. And let's see here.
And some of the things that you've had this summer or that are going to happen this summer have happened here for the past, you know, maybe decade or so even.
Right,
some
yes.
Some of those things. So one of the things that I'm part of the River City Band, and we're actually going to have a troll concert up there in the band shell. I can't remember exactly when it is, but it'll be in June. And the whole idea is that we're wrapping ourselves around being troll people now throughout town, which is nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm excited. There, speaking of events in the band shell, this is an event that's going to be brand new this year, and this is technically not even a Lions business event, but there's going to be a music festival. On June 27th, it's going to follow the Burger Cook-Off, which will be on June 26th,
oh,
on Friday.
Oh, fun. Yep.
And that will be from 6 to 9 p.m. will be the Burger Cook-Off. And the Lions Roar Music Festival is being organized by some of the local bands in the area. Matt Sherman from the Malortians, I think, is helping to organize that. And we're really excited about that. So we're going to use some of the facilities already in place for the Burger Cook-Off to help out with that festival, too.
Well, and the one thing up there, you know, now that there's, you know, the big pavilion up there, we've got restrooms up there, you got the band shell up there now,
mm-hmm.
and with the library, having the Friends of the Library, you know, part of that whole, you know, Four Square Park arena now, and now you have the troll downtown or down on the river.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the painted back there that's there now. It just, there is a lot of things going on in just that little Lions neighborhood.
It's amazing all the improvements that have been made in the last 5 to 10 years. It just keeps getting better, and I think it's a kind of momentum that we want to keep moving.
And one of the things that I don't know if it's been scheduled yet, but it will happen again, is the mayor's bike ride.
Right.
And that'll happen sometime, you know, in July or whenever that gets around.
Yes, we are starting the process of scheduling that now, but we don't have a date for that yet.
Yeah, and one of the things that's good is that because we do it at the time that we do it at about 7 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
we ride down on city streets and then ride back on the rec trail, so that we're safe and light, you know, during the whole time. We don't have to worry about cars driving into our bicycles.
Right. Yeah. It's a nice little showcase of some of the great things going on in the city, and it's very kid friendly and family friendly.
Yeah.
We had pretty good participation in the past, and it's keeps growing also.
And still, you know, we got the farmers market every Wednesday and Saturday again.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other things we got? I'm trying to remember the Burger Cook-Off.
So the next event for me to mention is the craft show.
Oh, the craft show. Yes.
Yes. Yep. And the craft show is usually the weekend following Mother's Day, and that week. So that'll be Saturday, May 16th, and Sunday the 17th. On Saturday, 10 to 5, and on Sunday, 10 to 3.
Yep.
And the following weekend after that craft show is usually the very first farmers market.
Farmers market, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of that. There's a lot of people that go up there for, you know, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's that's on that it's all of it is growing. That farmer's market has been part of our community for a long time.
Yep.
But it's been growing quite a bit recently.
Hello.
So
and then with everything else that's going on, what's really neat is we still have the Christmas walk, and there's still the wine walks that are happening.
Yes.
And still, there's one other event that I go to, but I can't remember what it is right now. The Burger Cook-Off.
Yes, and we do a trivia contest every winter also.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just really, the Lions, you know, LBPA is just keeps going.
Absolutely.
And it's fun, and it's a nice area to be up there. And so anything else you want to mention here before we say bye-bye?
Just stop by and see us anytime.
All right. Well, until next time, this has been Greg Oberon with City Watch.